Watch this. You guys ready for this one? I have a cool intro prepped.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Group Chat Podcast. Today, we have Steamboat Willie. We have Lazy Eyed Jack. We have Titanic Tanner. We have Bubonic Larry. We have... Asymmetrical Isaac. I can't think of a last name
for Isotope. Isotope.
Isotope. That's the one.
Isotope.
That's like a guys made.
Is Isotope that powder shit that you take for the gym?
No.
No, that's
isolate?
That's way isolate.
Isotope is
frozen powder.
I got a lot of things wrong in like 30 seconds.
Everyone welcome. Everyone welcome back.
Thanks for the podcast.
Thank you for the podcast. Today we're joined by everybody. Really not sure what we're about to get up to, but I'm
really
ready.
Really not sure
what we're up to, but make sure you guys are using code group for 10% off your guacamole gamer fart.
What the fuck?
Goof juice
for your goof juice.
Ayo.
And don't forget, baby. Oh, I should close
that. Is that meme port on my monitor?
You got poo on your double cups.
Hey, don't forget, man.
I don't.
And
don't forget.
It's all over your keyboard.
It's in there. The light doesn't show it.
Use a cougar for 10% off your double cap.
Can we talk about that real fast?
And lean.
What?
Yeah, what's up?
Can we talk about the fact that lean is the number one flavor in Georgia and Washington, D.C.?
Shout out D.C., man. Really, I know when they panic. You know how they have that thing where, like, they have the pizza watch where they're watching for when pizza orders go up? There's a lean drive that goes up as well along with the pizzas, which is information that is... not public yet.
Wait, what?
I think
we're making it public.
Really,
yeah,
it's really
there's
funny.
There's statistics that show that whenever something bad's about to happen, the price of or the pizza sales at the Pentagon go up.
There's
a spike. There's a random spike.
Because they're partying.
Dude, people think...
Well, I think it's because they're like working OT and they need...
Yeah,
because
they're like in the board meetings. They're like, okay, so do we bomb... I don't know. Did we bomb?
Nothing makes the situation room better than a pepperoni pizza.
He died, so how are they going to face tune him this time now? What are they going to do this time? Because JD Vance.
Can you pass those breadsticks? Yeah, we're going to nuke Iran. Yeah.
All right.
Dude, I don't know if you guys noticed, but when pizza prices or when pizza orders go up in Austin, that's when we have a meeting as well. Just so you know.
If there's a meeting,
or when
going
we
down,
get our location found.
You know what I think is crazy? Why Soft Willie got two of the same hat?
That's true. Yeah. Soft
Willie. Is that just replacement, just in case? What's going on?
Oh, y'all, I have four of these.
Or do you have a brother?
Four.
I have four of them.
We know you have a
Can you all
brother.
Do a video
you
where...
you have a twin brother locked up.
Do
in
a vlog
somewhere.
Where you're all wearing them.
Yeah. I can't find the other ones, but I have four of these. I bought them on Amazon.
Oh, I found one. It's right there.
Yeah.
I don't know where the other two. I don't know. Me no know.
So today is Tuesday as we're recording this. This episode goes up on Friday, but do we want to place any parlays on over under by the end of the week if we get news that Donald Trump
has news still not happened?
They're supposed to say something today.
What's happening with him?
What? Yeah,
I think
what
he died,
dude. People he went missing for like 2 days, and Twitter thinks that he died.
Dude, Twitter,
he's missing.
Like, yeah,
like
he just found him? He just like stayed inside. Like he didn't go golfing 42 times over on Sunday morning. And
Trump found
like,
hiding on the attic of the White House. Breaking, scared for
Trump
his life.
Trump found alive and well. Everyone's like, oh!
Trump found confused. Fuck. Trump found dazed and confused.
Yeah, like there's speculation. There's speculation that he had a stroke. There's speculation.
Yo, dude, wait. Sorry, go ahead. So go ahead.
I can see that. He's pretty damn old.
I'm sorry.
That fool's old.
Dude, he's like 80, I think.
Is it
possible to never have a stroke in your life?
Yes.
Yeah.
I've done it.
Really? So far, so good, huh?
Yeah.
It's good shit, man.
What's your rent?
That's great.
My start
method,
a ledger.
I eat carrots when I can.
Why are carrots always the...
They're always the answer, right? Like, for your teeth, eat carrots. For your heart, eat carrots.
Juice carrots, I peel them sometimes. I boil carrots.
Oh, you can't lift it up? Eat carrots.
Dude, boil carrots, stir fry.
What's the thing
like
you do with chicken?
Steamed carrot.
Stir fry.
No, crusty.
You cook it?
Crock pot? No.
Oh, fry it?
Fry it. Fried carrots.
Crack pipe.
What? Stop saying that. Crack pipe.
Crack pipe.
Oh, okay, wait, hold on.
Crack pipe chicken.
Before we get into like any sort of topics here, I just have to ask a question. Tanner, What happened to him?
What?
Behind you.
To Tanner. Oh.
Oh. How did that happen? Party too hard.
Well, I realized he was just doing nothing pretty much all day.
The whole bulb came out and the shade is on his head.
Oh. My room is really dark, so I really had to steal his light bulb and put it into my lamp in my room so I could actually light it up. Okay. So I didn't know where to put the shade because it needs the light bulb to hold up. So I just put it in
my room. Oh my God.
Poor guy.
I thought that was a helmet.
There's an empty soju bottle right there too. So it kind of just fits.
He's a drunkard.
Yeah, he got active. He's a drunkard.
Wasn't it like recognizing your face, like his face too, when you were trying to do Pokemon?
Yeah, so I'm covering his face up for the greater good of the nation.
Kept on like zooming into him.
Auto-identifying.
The spirit of Pokemon's past.
Yeah. Yeah, my face right behind you, but it's not that clear. My face is right.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, right.
What if you saw like
perfect picture face?
What if you saw two of me? Like you looked at my camera and you looked back at your own camera and you saw me peeking about around your curtain, but then it disappeared. Would you be scared for the rest of the
podcast? We should do that in post. Do that in post.
That'd be funny.
Yeah, do it.
Fuck no!
Unless you get too scared,
Larry. Fuck no! Is he doing it right now? I know he is. He's gonna do it. I'm gonna tell you.
Yeah, he added a marker. He added a marker.
He added a funny button.
Fuck no!
No.
Add edit.
Something I'm trying. Fuck off, mate. Fuck off. Something I'm trying is I made these markers. Oh, fuck. My cable's not long enough. I made these markers that basically allow me so that when I edit, it's a lot quicker. So in the video, when I drop down the video into the timeline, there's a bunch of markers and it could say mute. It could say funny. It could say blur. So I'm just trying to get used to it. I'm
Are
not
you
really
going
to
be pressing funny for like a lot then? Cause
press funny now.
Hey, when we laugh, I'm just gonna be like,
must press funny button.
Press it.
Where's the button?
Press it.
Press
it.
Nice. Here we go.
Must press funny button.
So,
Nick,
yeah,
you're back. Welcome.
I'm back.
How was?
Yeah.
What did you do?
What happened?
Went to New Jersey. Went to the beach. That was a fun time. A little silly time. Got to hang out with some family. Yep, for good old Labor Day. And I brought my whole setup there. Glad that someone, like, I saw one person. One person said, "Okay, Nick, I see you at the hustle."
You got your validation, dude.
Yeah, I got my validation.
Like imagining like holding their phone. All right, man. I see you.
Wait, all right, bro. I see you.
And I was like, "Yo."
Did you look? You look through the comments.
I read comments. What the heck? Why don't you?
Yeah.
Oh, it's just funny. How many, did you read all of them?
No.
I stopped reading them because they were mean to me about yelling about fridges. I was like, all right, that's enough.
That did get to Isaac. I remember all that time ago.
Heaven forbid a homeboy gets passionate on this podcast.
I'm going to start filling up the fridges too.
No, don't do that. People don't like it.
I'm going to start taking everything out of the fridge and eat it.
Oh.
Dude,
so did you eat burgers and hot dogs at Labor Day?
Oh my God, I gained so much fucking weight. I'm back here. I'm about to lock in so hard, bro. Look, I don't think you understand. I haven't been to the gym in 2 weeks. Okay.
Walk me through the diet.
Oh, you want to hear this fucking diet?
Yeah.
Okay, first day I get there. Oh, I sit down. I just have straight up fucking pasta. Nothing good about pasta, but I have pasta.
But pasta's yummy.
No, pasta.
Second day.
Pasta's good. I know.
It's just like pasta. I haven't had like pasta from New Jersey, if that makes sense. Ooh. Texas has some shit ass Italian food.
It's the real Italiano way.
But here's the thing. Every day in New Jersey, I woke up, I either had a bagel with cream cheese or like three donuts. There was like no in between.
Okay, I'll be real. If you're like Upper East Coast and you're not having bagels and taking advantage of like the bagel scene up there, bro.
I'll
and
have the
fucking
bagel
Taylor
smear.
Ham and cheese.
Please.
Bagel with schmear.
A what?
You got to have the schmear.
Taylor ham and cheese, pork roll, you know?
You got to do that.
Pork roll.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but
just fill
either
up
way,
that bagel.
The
fucking
Aki way?
Burgers, fucking. I actually didn't have a single hot dog now I'm thinking about it.
I wanted a hot dog so bad yesterday. Like, so bad. I really
did you get one?
Would you see
no,
it?
No, literally, like, we went on a hike yesterday in the mountains and we were driving home and we saw like cookout type smoke coming from like a house and so we smelled it and I was so close to actually just pulling into their driveway and asking for a hot dog.
Oh yeah, it was because it was Labor Day, right?
Yep, you guessed it.
It
was
probably
would have
been like,
yesterday.
Yeah, come on in, why not?
You guessed it.
Yep. Good eye.
Right again, Will.
were you with Camden or no?
No, no.
You guys didn't go like, yo, we should go review their hot dogs.
Dude.
We should go review their hot dogs.
Yes. That would be like legendary.
Yeah, guys. I know last podcast, I think I probably said something about not even wanting to do anything with content, but now that's completely changed.
The next day. Literally the next day.
I have a food review channel with my brother, Camden.
Yes,
people. The reveal
is now.
Yeah, we're brothers. The Jack and Camden Food Review Channel. Go subscribe. There's gonna be videos being pumped out of there. As long as our schedules permit it. No merch yet. You know, one day we'll sell.
I love to see an episode where like same quality, same everything, but like randomly Tom Holland is with you guys, just like trying something
out. Really super big celebrity. Yeah.
Seth Rogen.
Seth Rogen is just like,
that's awesome. Good. Plan.
Jack.
Camden. Jack.
I was talking about this a little bit before the podcast, but like not rebranding, but having an altered, I don't know, being called Jack online by my actual name is really different and odd. Like, you know, I've already committed to doing it, so it's like I got to kind of go with
Grunk
it now, but like
Camden.
Seeing everyone online calling me Jack now is like, whoa, this is really interesting.
In terms of like people thing. I call by their like names, there's like, I have Tanner, Larry,
yeah,
and Nick, but yeah. When it comes to like you, I've always called you Grunk.
Yeah, and like, please keep calling me Grunk. Like, it feels more natural, honestly. Yeah. But as far as the food review channel goes, call me whatever. But
do you have any aspirations? Like, what's the big goal? End of the year. Let's set a goal right
now.
What do you want to review?
Forecast.
What's your like Holy Mary grenade?
We were talking.
Pack. Final video.
Okay, yeah, probably. So you know, you ever been on Facebook Marketplace and you see like just food, like,
oh yes, dude. Yeah. So good.
We're gonna try one of those.
Really? You should do what Dave Portnoy does, where he like does pizza, but you should do it for something super niche,
like super pizza. We could also do pizza.
Is that the guy who reviews pizza? Like, he's
he's the one. Well, yeah, y'all know the drill. One bite.
That funny ass episode, dude. There's that one episode.
Yeah. Yeah.
There was just shit happening all around.
Everything was happening history. At once.
What's going on,
dude? He has a pretty fair amount. Yeah. Of videos. What's going on?
He does.
What's going on, Frankie? He has a fair amount of videos where it's just random shit going on. It's like, when I was in New York visiting Joe Pixelbaum a while back, you know him, Tanner.
Yeah.
We watched like a bunch of freaking David Portnoy. We sat down for probably like an hour and a half and watched like every pizza review, and it was fascinating. There's so many, and there's one where like a guy comes out and starts like cussing out David Portnoy, and is like, "What you're doing to these businesses is sick." And he's like, "Fuck you," and it's like, it's just funny.
Don't go here. Zero. He walks away. Yeah. You insult Dave Portnoy. If you insult him after a bite,
you're done.
It's
your
over.
Business is done.
Yeah, you're never getting another sale.
But yeah, we want to just eat like funny things, but also maybe good things, you know. But I feel like a big selling point for me, at least what I enjoy most about it, is finding really random ass spots to try this food. Like, literally the last episode was in we were just in the median of a road, like in the grass, and
I was like, there's that guy who said something to you,
dude,
or like, yeah, like, what was that?
He was he was on a rolling wheelchair, like an automated wheelchair, and which is totally fine, but it was just, given the circumstance, it was so funny because we were just sitting there and he was like moving fast, you know, and he was on like the
like
road sharing with cars, yeah, and he was like find a good spot to sit. And we're like, yeah, and it was just so funny because what the hell's going on? But yeah, we were talking about doing a Halloween episode and dressing up, and I just want to have so much fun with this damn channel, you know.
So is it not possible to review Wegman's pizza? Is that like,
I mean, it's possible. Anything's possible.
And how do you feel about a home cook?
Is that conflict of interest?
Oh, that could happen too. I don't think it's conflict of interest. I mean, I like Wegman's pizza. Sue me, you know.
Just my opinion. Cancel
consider
me.
Yourself sued.
I've never had the Weg.
But you never answer the question. What's that big dish? What's the big food?
Dude, I haven't thought about it enough.
All right. That's fair.
What is a big dish? I mean, like, we could do, like,
I could call a miner like who's like in a cave, like, all right, what kind of gem do you want to find? And they've only seen coal.
True. What did you say, Isaac?
I love your facial expressions, Larry. You're awesome.
Larry, do your marker. All right,
that's fair. That was a loaded question. Too much.
Yeah, because I want to eat some funny stuff, some good stuff, give honest reviews.
Mm-hmm. You always keep it honest, never lie.
Crap, there's
Would you do sweets? Would you do sweets at all?
We already did
World's
sweets.
Biggest
Are you a fake fan?
Ooh. Well, I just want to collab with you because I see you're popping off. I just want to collab with you.
I messaged. Watch his video. Wow,
dude, pop out to the VA.
I commented. I was like, "Damn, I have competition."
Dude, and bro, someone responded to your comment. He said, "Like, holy airball." It was so funny.
Like, you're never gonna be able to collab with
them. I'm never gonna be able to collab with them.
But no, bro, we'd love to have you, Will.
Oh, we'd love to
dude, that would never not be funny. I don't know why it's so funny when people do that. It's like holy
I by that point I had even already responded to the comment and they still
still said it.
Were you using automated responses?
I used a few because it's funny because I see them there and it's like, that's kind of funny just to use this fake ass reply.
Thanks. Love you so much.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks.
I appreciate
more
that.
To come.
I was messaging Grunk like I was like you weren't even Grunk. I was messaging like you were a YouTuber. I was like, if I flew to Virginia for a vlog, would it be funny? And you said, I think that'd be pretty funny. And I said, because we could collab. And you said, yeah, on God we could. Would you want to sleep on our couch? I said, yeah.
You guys should continue that. Like, if you actually go to Virginia, you should be like, hey, do I get picked up by you or Camden?
Be like dumb awkward too on camera.
Hey, I'm at the airport. What number was it again?
Yeah, where are you at? Do I Uber or can you pick me up?
That's so funny. Yeah, have a really awkward food review, and that'd be perfect. Guys, come here. We can make it happen.
Let's do it.
I'm down for that.
I'm gonna sleep on your couch. Is your couch big enough for me?
Yeah, our couch is really comfortable.
How many couches
sleep
do you
on
have?
A damn near every night. One.
Fuck.
Yeah, good make luck, it work.
All right.
Yeah, you'll figure out.
We can make it work.
Yeah.
I think it'd be funny for and go like, what if I ordered like 40 burgers and invited like 10 friends and we all just sat in a circle with a wide lens camera like above us.
Oh,
flyers up around town.
Yeah,
that'd be so funny. Just like a grand banquet.
A grand can it be pointing up banquet. At you guys?
Yeah, that'd be good too. Sitting on a glass table.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be disgusting.
It'd be funny.
You'd make a mess. But yeah, new beginnings for me. I'm pretty excited. But I'm already like, guys, I'm so swamped. My schedule, I'm just booked. You know, it's freaking, it's rancid. It's rancid, but I'll find time for this damn YouTube channel if it's the last thing I do.
Attaboy. Mm-hmm.
That's a good mindset. That's what I love to hear.
Shit, man.
Prioritizing work. I love it. Work. Is that channel monetized?
Not yet. I don't think I have enough hours yet.
Wow.
But soon.
Let's get them there, guys. Come on. Let's get them there so we can afford to go and.
You used to be able to afford like more burgers.
Yeah.
Can you review a cannoli? Just one.
Yeah, we can review a cannoli, dude. Comment down below. What do you want us to review? We'll do it. I have a growing note that says what we're looking for. We're gonna do Costco samples where we just walk around with a camera and try every single one.
Yes.
Fire.
Yeah, I think that'd be fun.
Fire. You have to go at the right time though, because a lot of the time they just run out.
Dude, hidden. hidden episode we did before the last one, we scrapped it because we tried the new McDonald's shake and
what's the shake?
Yeah,
it's the Mount McDonald Land milkshake.
Huh?
It was ridiculous. It was scrapped because Camden smoked before, and that was his first time like recording a video in general ever, and he just felt terrible about it. It's like, I feel bad looking back. It's like, why did I put him in that situation? Because I was in like recording mode, and he was just kind of like, what is happening? Because he'd never like experienced that. And,
man.
But I don't even really have a recording mode. I was just kind of like I was just doing YouTube format of like, okay, guys, this is what we're doing, you know?
Yeah.
But he was just caught off guard by that, and we had to scrap it, but it's funny. The footage is still there, guys. Like, pay $500 and you can
do a membership.
On Patreon.
Put it on your memberships. Mm-hmm.
Thing. This shake looks absolutely abysmal.
It's like microplastics is what it is.
It's like cyan blue with pink whipped cream.
Yeah. Dude, we left it. Well, first of all, the taste is like blue raspberry creamsicles. So it's not a horrendous taste, but we left it out overnight on the sink in the sink. And when we woke up, there were like four different separations of liquid. So
disgusting.
Ew. Yeah, but it has like bubbles in it too.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
it's so nasty. It's so blue and purple. It is so nasty.
Found a picture.
Huh? Mm-mm.
You got found a picture of it. Aw. Just got. This is a picture. This is your thumbnail. Treat. This is your thumbnail. Right here. Ooh. Ew. Looks so bad.
I can't see.
I can't see either.
Okay, anyways, what's new with you guys?
I took care of Nick's pets while he was gone, and that was awesome. They were so okay. You got two pets, right? You have Bento the cat, and you have Raya the dog. Now, Bento the cat is a very chill cat. He doesn't do much. He kind of just sits around, lounges like an old man. He's kind of like an eagle in a way where he's like always like above me. And he always has to be above me and kind of look down and almost like a giant all-seeing eye. Now, Raya is an interesting character. Raya, what breed is she?
She's like a golden retriever and some other
something
animal.
Else. Yeah, there's something else
some
in her.
Some other animal?
Some other spirit,
something,
too.
Fucking
she
something.
Is, dude, every day. So I saw them twice at 9 a.m. and at 9 p.m. a day, and every single time I saw her, she was jumping, she was fucking spinning, and she would just like run back and forth, and like, dude, it's like one of those pinball machines was going everywhere the whole time I was there. Every single hour, or like I was there for like half an hour, so and so I would have to take her outside, close the door behind her, and it was so sad because every time I do it, she turns around to look at me, and I just. And I feel
dogs
feel
are
like
manipulative.
A
don't give in.
She has to
go to the bathroom. She won't go to the bathroom.
She won't until I go out with
her.
Yeah. I have to go walk out. So really? But I leave her out, and then that's when I prepare like her food, Bento's food in the water. And then I let her back in, and then I mess with them for a little bit, and then I go out with her, and then she poops and pees and does all this shit. So everything's cool, but I think yesterday, I got there and I found, so Bento has like wet food and there's this fork that you use to like scoop out, and next to Raya on the couch, I found the spoon handle with the head bitten off and only two or three prongs. And that's it. I was like, oh my God. And
was it like metal?
It was no, it was plastic, but it was still like, I mean, you know, no dog
metal
should be eating that shit.
Dude,
that would have been fucked up.
They're a really bad duo. They're a really bad duo because Bento will be on the counter. Yeah, dude. Bento will knock something off the counter and then she goes and eats it.
That's crazy. That's exactly what happened. I left it. I left the spoon after I, you know, took out the wet food, and then I'm pretty sure because I sent a photo to Nick, and I literally said, "Nick, I'm so sorry." Like here, and it looked like, have you ever seen that picture of a fly that got like pulled apart, like the wings are off, the head is off, the arms are off, the body's off. So it kind of looked like that, where the prongs were all
fork
off,
gore.
And it was just like, it was like fork gore, and so when I took the photo, I'm like. There it is. Mm. I took the photo, and I was like messaging Nick. So while I was messaging Nick, Bento comes up to the counter and scooches the shit off, and it falls off. And I'm like, okay, yeah, he definitely fucking did that shit. So then I threw the thing away, and lesson learned. But no, they were great. I loved it very much. It was like a good, like, wake up in the morning, go see them, come back, and then before bed, go see them, and then come back and go to bed.
Yeah, Larry's the goat for that, dude. Like, going on trips like that, it's not easy, bro. It's like either I find a stranger online that can go and watch, or I can have, like, a friend be able to. And obviously, I prefer a friend, you know, like someone that they already know. So, like, you came in total fucking clutch for that. And I was going to say, you remember when you left? And what does Raya do when you close the door? If the front door and you're leaving?
Yeah. She starts crying.
She starts crying.
Immediately, I close the door. She goes,
So,
dude, I felt bad once. Oh, this is so embarrassing. One time, I left and I was like in my car and everything. She's crying and I'm in the car. I'm about to leave. And then I'm like, oh, fuck. Did I lock the back door? So then I had to like awkwardly go back and be like, hi, Raya. Sorry. I'm just like, shake. I'm like, yeah, no. She's like, oh. She's like, follow me. She's like running, spinning. Thank God. And I'm like, okay, no, it's locked. It's locked. And I'm like, okay, guys, I gotta go now. And I'm so sorry. And then I walk. I close the door.
So dramatic, these animals, I tell you.
Dude,
I'll be honest. I think, Nick, this was like your first time being away, especially from a dog for
I've never been away with her. Like,
now, how did she react when you came back in the door?
Dude,
because
I
that's
swear
usually like
she
the crazy
reacted
shit.
She reacted the same way as if I went to the gym and came back home. Like, that's why I'm like, I don't think she cares so much about me as much as she cares about just someone being there.
Like a presence of a human.
Yeah, like a presence. Oh. I was like, dude, you're not like peeing. You're not like, actually, when I walked in the door, she was barking at me. She was like looking over the, because like my couch is like right where the wall is.
Oh,
so she's
yep,
able to like
yep,
look over.
Yep.
And she's like barking at me and I'm like, hey, dude. And she just barked at me the entire time.
Wait,
like,
what time did you come into the house?
I think I got home at like 11 in the morning.
Yeah, 11, 12.
That makes sense. She was probably, her whole like schedule was like 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9 for a week.
Yeah.
And dude, dog years. Dude, that was probably like a half a month for her.
Dog. I know. That's why I was like, yeah, when Larry went to his car and came back, that was like 1 week.
Yeah. I haven't seen you in a minute. And then like I leave, and as soon as I close the door, it's been like a month.
She's like growing older.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah,
but no, that was sweet.
She's a really good dog though overall. I mean,
she's
like
super sweet, man.
She's just so when I was trying to crate train her when she was a puppy, that was like fucking task impossible, bro. Like you'd put her in, so the people that I got her from, they had all the puppies and stuff like that, right? And so they didn't crate train her at all. They just let them all run free, and they had kids actually too, and so the kids, all like the little girls, all loved Raya and Raya only, because she was like the runt of the entire I guess pile of dogs. What do you call that? What's the word?
Litter.
Homies.
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 She was the runt of all the homies
basically.
And so like when I tried crate training her, bro, it was like, Larry, what you had heard her crying, it was like
every fucking night for like three hours
at a time. I'm like, bro, come on. And so I just gave up. And then she would like get into bed and sleep on my head.
Dogs
win by whining. I mean, that's how you do it. I was about to say chat, dude. Wow. If you want anything in life, whine about it. Whine about it.
Yeah. Wait, it's so annoying.
Hey, why not?
There you go. They say like, just, you know, you just got to push past. And it's like, dude, that's impossible to do. That's impossible to push past. Just constant
also,
annoyance.
It depends on like the breed of dog too. Golden retrievers, dude, wrap it up. Just wrap it up. They're like the most social creatures on earth.
Dude, huskies, wrap it up.
We've been trying to get my cat's onto a pine litter, like just pine litter pellets. They have a special sifting litter box, but basically like they pee and then it just turns into sand and falls through the holes of the litter box. But the poop doesn't clump or anything, so you can just scoop it out and flush it. Really simple.
This is like the classic pine litter.
Mm-hmm.
That's like stuff.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Our cats are like autistic as hell, I think, because they will not touch it. And it's been an ongoing process for 3 weeks now of trying to acclimate them to this, and we've given up because it's like they just won't. We tried. So first we just pulled out both of their litter boxes and just pine litter, and just put pine litter, and mm-hmm. they didn't do it. And I was getting nervous, like, holy cow, they're holding all of their fluids. Yeah, like they really, I bet they really need to go. So then what we did was I put half and half, or no, I had one litter box with normal litter, one with pine. They used the normal litter, did not touch the pine litter. Okay, so then it's like, all right. So then I did normal litter and then a layer of pine litter on top, and they didn't touch it. And then
dude, maybe they don't like the scent. Is it, does it smell like something?
Yeah,
it smells like wood, like just pine. But then we did we tried tricking them by doing a pine litter on the bottom and then a small layer of regular litter on top, and they went in there and peed and pooped. But then as soon as the pine litter started coming up, they never touched it again. And it's
as soon
like,
as it came out, the pee went back to their bodies. They just like,
yeah, exactly.
Loaded up and then
like,
went back in their
bodies.
Right back in.
Right back in.
Bitches, dude. Cause bitches. Like, come on. Just because it, the reason why we want to switch is because the other litter just gets everywhere. Like we don't have like a mud room or like a laundry room or anything to put the litter in. So it just goes in our bathroom and it's like, oh my gosh. The litter,
are they messy
like,
as hell?
Yes, bro. Harvey will just put, he'll stick half of his body in and then just scoop it out. Like, what are you doing? It's so, it's
you know what
the
it reminds
most
me?
Redundant
you know,
thing ever.
You ever seen when cats are eating and like, they're so fucking,
yeah.
They're
oh
so
my God,
like,
yeah.
Yes, they grab both hands and they,
I've never seen my real cats do that. I feel like they have to be
dude.
Trained.
No, but there's
AI.
A video where cats yeah, were like, there was a video of a cat where he was looking back and like the owner was hiding. So he was like eating normally. He's like, you know, no hands involved. He looks back, the owner's hiding, and then he looks back at the food and he goes,
that's insane. like
bro character.
Fuck, I hate gluttonous cats. That's the only thing I despise.
Dude, the thing I love when cats go to the bathroom and they're squatting on the edge because they don't want to touch the so
they're
squatting.
So particular, dude. It's so strange.
And then the whole entire litter box falls on
oh yeah.
And they still shit.
Yeah, they don't even move. They just like stay still.
And they're sitting on the edge of
dude, it's like if you're sitting at the edge of your toilet falls on you and you still take a crap.
They're so dumb.
Like litter's all over their back.
It's so stupid.
Like, Tallulah, we have like this. My mom bought this high tech water thing where it's like motorized and the water like falls out and then you know it's like a fountain. That's the word for it. But she has that. But then we'll have like a cup of water on the counter and she prefers to stick her entire head in it and drink out of that.
Oh
it's
my
like,
God.
What is your problem? And she just loves being high up, bro. She'll find the highest point in the room to just sit at. Yep. Her brother would never. Like, Harvey is too stupid to even begin to try to get up high like that. Their dynamic is so funny.
If he's stupid, then what's stupid about him?
Well, if he tries to get high up, he'll just end up falling or knocking shit over.
Oh, okay.
And, like, he also just, like, he can't catch things like his sister can at all. Like he whenever I play with him, he just struggles to even grab it. Like he can maybe touch it a few times, but he can't grab it and hold on to it. And he just like doesn't know how to use anything. I mean, I feel like guys, comment down below, veterinarian knowledgeable folk. Is it because I cut off his balls that he's so dumb?
Whoa, Vetria, what?
Like,
Vetria, because
I think about it and I'm like, I'm wondering if like, without, because the balls are gone, he doesn't have that like instinct. He's lost some instinct, that's my
veterinarian something folk. What'd you say?
I don't even remember.
Veterinarians.
Like, dude, Oxford was like, oh shit, something in the world. Something in the world changed. Word appeared.
I don't think cutting
what
the
did
balls.
I say?
I don't remember. It's veterinarian something folk. Let me comment down below.
Yeah, please.
I don't know. I don't think cutting the balls off of like any animal is going to make it dumb. Just like less horny, maybe.
Boy cats, though.
It calms them down.
Stupid.
It calms them down, though, for sure. Like, Bento had his balls on. Had to cut them off.
Wow. Monster.
What brand of
scissors?
He was
his cross-eyed, and then he cut his balls off.
Yeah.
That's something.
Hair cutting
scissors.
He's
like double dumb now.
He's cross-eyed. Just cut off his eyes, man.
Dude, just cut his eyes out, too.
Boy cats with their little balls look so dumb. They're just, like, walking around. There's, like, little two acorns just, like, right behind them. It's
straight. What?
It's so funny.
Why are you talking about the cat nuts, bro? What's up with
you ever
that?
Seen cat's nuts? They're really funny.
No, hamster balls are pretty funny.
Oh, my God. Hamster balls are
sorry,
so
I was thinking
good.
About the fact that there was a story I read on the email that we have of somebody who said that they were watching the podcast. They're listening to it with their headphones, and they fell asleep, and their mom was like, I wonder what he's listening to. And she put on the headphones, and we were talking about, like, different types of poop or something. I don't know. Like, so I'm just thinking about that right now, where it's like
we deserve
like
hamster rating.
Balls or little like cat balls.
Cat balls or hamster balls?
Yeah, cat balls or hamster
Email
balls.
Email us. Whoa. Let us know.
Sorry, my screen went black for a second. That was scary.
Thank God you're okay.
We're not meant for new listeners, and if so, you have to start from episode one to really
get the lore to get
to really get it
to really get it. You have to start from.
That's how some people watch the podcast. They're like, "Oh, dude, I haven't made it to season two, dude, man. I'm still on episode seven.
What?
Or like, they're watching like episodically.
Do we have any chronology going on? Like chronological?
I thought we were starting over at season three, episode three, or something, but we're on 120. Who?
Oh no, I mean like is there any overarching plot to our lives, you guys? Like comment down below.
Dude, yeah.
Well, you can kind of tell by our backgrounds, maybe.
Well, yeah, that I feel that was always my intrigue with YouTubers.
Grunk, we literally watched you grow up, bro.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We went from talking about like playing outside to like chemistry homework.
I guess you're right.
Yeah. And then you got cats, and now we're like talking about cats. Like we've been known you have cats.
I hope this podcast gets archived for an example of a journey that young adults have in their lives when they're in this position. Sorry, you misspelled that.
Wait, would you read that out loud? Chat? Wow. Chat. Work on
the whole
spelling.
Podcast is like written down.
The conversation scripted. We spend the entire week.
Okay, you guys, thank you for coming to episode one.
No, dude, that's line 120. We're only on
we're not there yet.
Oh, I'm sorry. I skipped ahead in the script.
Tanner, your script's not that big right now, man.
Tanner, what's going on with you, Tanner?
What's going on with me?
You just woke up,
my stomach hurts.
Yeah,
my stomach hurts. I just woke up. I have diarrhea.
Damn,
trying to
your
call
belly
the doctor's
hurts?
Office. And yeah.
Why?
I don't know why.
Did you
get a Labor Day dog yesterday?
Oh.
No, I had no Labor Day dog yesterday. I had three waffles. I found waffles in the freezer. I was like, hey, I could eat these. And then I found like a mysterious.
Hey, I could eat these.
Hey.
I could eat these. Then I found like a red syrup. I found a red syrup in the pantry, and I was like, maybe I could use this.
In the pantry.
It was like Chuck Berry syrup, like whatever.
Oh my God, that's the Washington syrup.
That's Washington syrup?
Yes, dude. Oh my God, was it good? We got it from, do you remember that one?
Yeah, I remember that.
Okay, it was,
it was at that gas station.
You gravitated to Washington syrup like you instinctively knew.
Yeah, I think I did. I was like, this looks different. And then I knew it was like a glass bottle.
Do you guys remember that one gas station that had like the suit of armor for sale in it? Yes, that's real, guys. Yes, it's real.
Wait, the trucker one.
Yes.
Wasn't it the one where that car was on fire? Or the truck was on fire?
Yeah. We did a turn. Yeah. We did a turn. There was a car
on fire. It was the one where the truck was on fire.
And also, the bathroom smelled like weed, dude. That shit was crazy.
Yeah,
was stanky.
There were showers in the bathroom. Suit of armor for sale. I'm not kidding, guys. That's real. Yep. I don't know if we have any footage of it, but we do
have
pictures.
I have a photo. I have a photo of you. Well, it has your face on it, so I can reveal it right now if you want.
go ahead. Yeah, let's just get that done.
For sure.
But yeah, that's the Washington syrup. And was it good, though? That's my question.
Did it
tell you this much? No, it's not good.
Oh, no. Okay, what is a Chuck Berry? That's another good question.
It's also, it has the same consistency as like water.
Oh.
Man.
And
it
sogs
like
your entire waffle immediately, so it's not good.
People.
Did it suck?
Yeah, it sucked.
Wait.
Oh, that's
all you can really see was his face.
Mildly concerned by those, two shields.
Dude, yeah. We went on
it's
that
really
trip.
Hard to see. Sorry, but
is that Isaac's face right there?
No, that's my friend.
Yeah, we're gonna keep it unblurred.
It's gonna be unblurred. And
secret face reveal.
So, what else did you eat, Tanner, yesterday after the waffles?
Oh, what else did I eat?
Let me speak to my stomach. Your face goes in your mouth. Sorry.
Did I actually have hot dogs? I think Isaac was right. I think I had hot dogs and waffles.
I remember. Yeah, I was. I remember coming in. I was just like getting drink and wrapping up in here. But I came outside and I saw two hound dogs fucking Harvey. Howling at that.
Yeah, I did have hot dogs last night.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, it was Labor Day, so you had to.
Yeah, there were butter dogs, too. Maybe that's
you guys grill? Feeling...
No, I just put that's our next thing. Butter. Our next butter chapter dog. For the home owning life that we have been doing for the past few years is getting a grill. Something or like a Blackstone top.
Ooh,
something. Make... I don't know.
Ooh, A6 we can make a Wagyu. Lot of stuff.
What? A6?
Bro.
That's incredible. That's like the best beef in the fucking world.
Is that a thing?
No, you just invented a new tier of beef. Like
first we made
85.
A veterinarian word, and now we're making A6 Wagyu. This podcast.
Yeah. Tap in, y'all. What are y'all doing, bro? But anyways, yeah, I'm sorry to hear that the syrup was like butt. There was a choice.
Yeah,
I had
man,
to make.
What? Washington does not represent. Like, what is it? What's going on with that?
Well, to be fair, it wasn't syrup. It was like berry syrup. Yes,
berry.
So it was syrup.
Yes.
Can we make an official statement or not, or maybe come back to it next week about TwitchCon and what we're doing?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't even know what we're doing. I'll be truth be told.
Damn.
When even is it?
When is that?
October 19th.
17th to the 19th. It's in San Diego.
San Diego.
That's a good place.
It is a good place. I think they renewed a contract for the next few years.
Yeah, no more Vegas. No which sucks because like I'm so sad that Vegas was when me and Grunt couldn't even go to the fucking just got kicked out of everything, and then we went to like a VR chat party. Like what?
And by then, by the 17th,
like, actually, what was that?
Dude, that really happened, like bro.
That was crazy.
Y'all
that
both was... 21 now. That sucks.
Dang, did we 21? Ever talk about Almost. That VR chat party? We probably did.
I think we did. Maybe. Yeah, we mentioned it because I'm pretty sure I remember you talking about how you walked in and it kind of like smelled or something like that. I don't remember.
Yeah,
but,
I just remember.
Yeah,
well, I don't know. Did you?
It's low key vibe.
I remember talking about it with you. I don't think you did it on the podcast though, because
because that's it. That's the gap, wasn't it?
I'm pretty sure.
Because it's October.
I mean, pretty sure you guys. Yeah, pretty sure you guys talked about it.
Yeah,
because we were talking about how you guys.
No, Vegas was when we went. Sorry to interrupt you.
Vegas was a while ago.
I'm sorry. Vegas was when we did Lean. When we dropped Lean.
Oh,
yeah. The Lean music video. That was 23.
Dang, son.
Oh. Dude, time is flying.
Wait, was 23 when we went to Japan as well?
Yes.
23 is when we went to Japan. So this is how it worked. It was Tampa.
No.
And then we got back home.
Tampa.
Remember?
You can't.
Oh my God, I can still hear you. No.
It was Tampa. We got back home, and then we went to
Japan.
Japan almost,
and then like, we had the opportunity to go to Australia
halfway through that trip, which we were like, "Good Lord, please!"
Yeah,
no.
You were like "Good Lord." I was like, "Let's go,
dude!" It's too much traveling, bro. I need to like settle and be.
You remember how sick I was, Larry? The night before flying to
Japan, you died from that sickness, and imagine if you died in Australia instead of the U.S.
Imagine.
Okay, wait, to be fair, no, you got sick on that plane. You weren't sick before.
I was sick before.
He was really sick. I remember he was like, I don't think I can go to Japan.
Yeah.
And we were like, fuck, you have to.
That sickness cured my ass.
Remember, we made a cure.
What? We did make a cure.
Would you really stay home if you were sick, dude?
No, I don't think you would.
Dude, do you remember how, like, I was like basically almost borderline crying because the pressure in my head was so bad flying that, like, it was like knives stabbing my ears. I felt like my ear was going to rupture.
Guys, I want to be honest with the audience. The reason why he was crying is because he's scared of flying and he wanted his data.
His data?
He wanted his data. I was there. He told me about that.
I'm going to get you for that one, Larry. I'm
going
to get you.
I need to pee. I'm going to go pee. I'm going now.
All right, urine boy. Urine boy.
Dude, beautiful when sunset. I went to the bathroom 10 minutes ago, I shotgunned that toilet.
Oh,
I really did.
I had to shake to your camera.
Yeah, do it. Like as soon as I go into the bathroom to shake it, because that's what happened. I was like,
someone's mom's gonna join in right at this time as we're talking about Tanner's shotgun.
It's always the worst times. It's always the worst times. There was a long time ago. This isn't recent, but a long time ago, there was a comment that a lot of moms had watched this. Not the podcast, I don't think, but I think the group main stuff, and that always scared me, man. Like I was gonna say adults, but we're adults. Like parents watching us is terrifying to me because Do we hold a responsibility to how people's
we send
humors...
a good message.
I don't know, man. We talk about a lot of weird, crazy.
You're saying, are we responsible for like swaying some people's humors?
I guess. I don't know. Like,
absolutely, you're responsible. 100%.
I'd say responsible for that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. I take responsibility as well. I think we have to. We have to own it.
We raised a generation.
It's not bad.
When I'm older, I want to be like, what's his face who puts on the cardigan and then the loafers and then there's a train and then he's like, oh, Mr. Rogers.
Monopoly?
No. He's like a PBS entertainment guy.
Oh, you're talking about the old dude? That was like a show from years and years ago.
Yeah. He's like Mr. Rogers?
Mr. Rogers.
Yeah, Mr. Rogers Neighborhood.
I want to be Mr. Rogers Neighborhood in the future.
That's crazy you remember that show, Larry.
Yeah, I used to watch it at night in the morning when I would go to elementary school. I used to watch Mr. Rogers, and then I'll watch the Teletubbies, and then I'll watch...
Wait, you were born what year?
Booba. I was born in 2003.
Booba.
He died that same year.
And but then I got reincarnated.
Mr. Rogers? No, he didn't.
He died that year?
No, he did not.
It just clicked.
He died in 2003.
Nuh-uh.
February 27th, 2003 in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
That's where I was born.
You were born in the paw?
Oh my god, you're right. What?
Was I?
I was just making that up.
Oh, you dick.
No, I'm being for real.
No, yeah. Fred Rogers. Yeah, Mr. Rogers.
I can't say
died.
I'm making it up and then I'm being
that doesn't
for real.
Feel
That's
right. That feels wrong. Yeah,
no, it's because Isaac looked up and he said that I was right. So I was saying I was making it up.
Am I tripping?
No, you're not tripping.
What?
You're looking at the facts, dude.
Yeah, he died in Pittsburgh or some shit. I don't know. I like that show a lot.
Yeah, me too.
That
it was calming.
The big comfy couch or something? Big red couch? Big comfy couch?
That's what I wanted the
Blue's
podcast,
Clues is my
the IRL podcast
shit.
To be. Every intro, a miniature set of a train in the group chat. And then
hello,
it's like,
guys.
Hey guys, welcome back. And we all have cardigans and we all have like
a nice
khakis.
Like,
yeah.
Mug.
It's we like Jake Wapo.
The mugs with the steam and you can see like the marshmallows on top for Christmas, but normally it's just coffee. Oh, goodness me.
Man,
let us know if you guys want that. That'd be cool.
I had s'mores last
if
night.
We have the budget for that.
I had s'mores last night.
What, for five cardigans?
You have what? No, for the whole damn toy train set. Hello.
Okay, you're right. Sorry, what'd you say, Will?
I had four s'mores last night.
That's good.
You said that three times.
I said I had s'mores twice, and then I just got specific. I had.
You know what I had yesterday? In opposition to that, I started a schedule I've been working on for a hot minute, and so yesterday was the first day I'm doing like I did the whole food. And then today was the first day I'm back at the gym. First day gym back, baby.
Wait, the yesterday, whole food, like meal prep?
Meal prep.
No way you meal prep. Did you actually?
He did.
What'd you cook? What'd you cook?
Okay, so.
Fill me up. What'd you get?
In the morning, I just have a protein shake, banana, the PB powder, almond milk unsweetened, and two whey isolate scoops. Okay?
Okay.
Now. That's after gym, and then later in the day I have lunch, and lunch is chicken that I season. I season the hell out of that damn chicken. Broccoli, and I season the hell out of that broccoli too. And rice that you already know. And then after that, I have like a snack, and that's Greek yogurt with another whey. Because I'm
there.
So. Sorry, I don't know why I did that. With whey powder. Greek yogurt, whey powdered, and blueberries and almonds. And then,
almonds? And
by the way, everything is, yeah, almonds.
Almonds are good. That's a healthy fat.
Raw.
In the raw,
you eat ramen.
In
raw.
Ramen.
Raw.
I literally have to go outside and be like, fell.
In the smoothie?
No. This is like a bowl of yogurt and
Is it Greek yogurt?
It's Greek yogurt. Yeah. It's
unflavored or flavored?
Unflavored. Oh no, unflavored. I think because it tastes kind of but then I add the whey.
Yeah.
It tastes pretty okay.
It tastes pretty okay.
Yeah. Dude.
So these are all gapped in like 3 hours in between. Sorry, Greg. And then right after that is salmon with. With
salmon.
You already know. Everyone say it with me. With hella seasoning. Hella seasoning. And sweet potatoes that I make.
What'd you season the salmon with? Salmon.
Oh, yeah, good what question. Do you season Let it me check with? My notes.
Garlic powder.
It's going to be lemon. Lemony.
I do add a lemon. I add a lemon to the chicken shit, and I add lemon to that.
That's all I need to know. We're continuing.
Okay. And then it's sweet potato and green beans and asparagus.
Bang. I just kind
of put them both together.
Your fart smell.
And then, I know. No, watch this. And then the final thing.
Smell this.
The final thing. Two hard-boiled eggs and two rice patties. Or
oh,
rice cakes.
Oh, my God. You're rancid.
Rice cakes.
You're yeah. farting a storm up, I
you're
bet.
You ran through.
And the egg yolk outside, it's like a little bit bluish, like a little purple, because I kind of overcooked them. So you already know it's hella extra farty.
Yeah, are you hella. Farting a lot? Be honest.
Blue.
No, I only farted once today.
Attaboy.
Can you, yeah. good, can you get one of those things shit. To track if you fart in your sleep?
Yeah. Like, oh, those apps you're talking about the voice detect? Thing where it's like,
yeah.
I'm like, curious, what is the like caloric intake and protein? Like, those,
protein is like around those. 200 grams, which is a lot. And the caloric intake grams. Is around like 2,200, around 2,200.
2,200 for 2,200. 30.
Oh. Yeah.
Wow, that's a lot of food for you. I'm not gonna lie.
It is a lot of food, but one of the problems that I had, and the reason why I kind of actually started this, was because when I was editing Peak and kind of just thinking about the motions of like, okay, if I'm editing this and I'm editing that and I'm handling two projects, and let's say I'm doing more things, like there's a lot of workload, right? And I'm making it manageable for myself, so I'm organizing a lot of things, but I was like, okay, I need to stop for a second, because if I want to continue down this path of like a lot of work and things like that, I first have to take care of myself, because before I was doing anything, like when I was editing Stick Fight and a little bit of Peak, like towards the start, I was really just only eating Chipotle every single day, and Yay. I was getting tired and I was getting sleepy a lot. And I was like an old man where I was taking naps in the day, and I felt like my body wasn't being taken care of the way it
should
have been.
You would have been patient zero, bro.
I would have been patient zero, because you know, any added workload on top of a bad body is like, enough.
They were going to see what the long-term effects of Chipotle every day does to someone.
Yeah, it would have been pretty nasty. I mean, it wasn't that bad. Chipotle every day, not too
bad. Yeah, I'm still
on that
way.
I was like, bro, how are you still eating that? And he's like, man, it's fuel, man. It's fuel. And,
yeah,
and
no,
then you put
it.
On Futurama and you're just watching Futurama.
Yeah. That shit was a vibe. That shit was a vibe. But, you know, I was just like, I also wanted to build a lifelong habit of making food and learning the process of that, because, you know, soon enough, I mean, you just got to do it. You got to learn it just in case.
Yep.
And so
it's
I was
real,
like,
bro.
You know what? I'll
it's
do
a life
it now.
Skill.
And then today I brought back the gym shit. We have kind of like a gym here, but the dumbbells that we got or that I got were not discontinued. They were
they're recalled for safety issues. Everyone at home, I just want to air this out. There was an email that Larry got, and I got two because I bought my brother them for Christmas. And basically, if you own a pair of Bowflex, or if your parents own a pair of Bowflex, like adjustable weights, and they were bought from like a period, I think of from February.
Yeah, it was like February.
Like 23 to April 24. The manufacturer overseas, they're like safety checks were far below what is like safe, because it was like another country's safety. They were just checking all the green boxes for them, but not us, and selling it to us. They've been recalled. So you're entitled to like a new pair that's safe and new. So
what was the reason for the
tell
recall?
Tell your mom,
again?
Tell your pa, tell your brother.
Tell everybody.
What was the reason for the recall?
Hmm?
What was the reason for the recall?
It was just like issues. Fucked up. So basically, if you were doing like, let's say a bench press with the dumbbells, one of the weights could fall on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Straight up, yeah.
Did it happen?
Yeah. It didn't happen to me.
I don't know, man.
But it happened to my buddy.
Oh, yeah. He died.
No.
Yeah. A 5-pounder on it right on his forehead. That's all it took.
Yep.
A 5-pounder.
5 pounds.
Viewers at home, we're fucking joking.
Dude.
Oh.
Yeah, true.
Watch the tone with that. Viewers at home, we're joking.
Yesterday, sorry, topic switch, but yesterday I went hiking and
passing a spell.
What was that?
Yesterday I went hiking and we got to the summit of the mountain, and but then the what do you call it? The park ranger told us there was another summit, like the real summit.
And you thought that was impressive? All your gas?
Yeah.
Try that one.
Yeah, literally, because she was like, once you get to the top, like continue past some rocks and you'll see it goes higher, and you have to climb these rocks to get up there, and you'll see a little marker that says like U.S. Geological Survey, this is the summit of the mountain. And bro, we did that, and I've never been more scared in my life. Like, I don't know how people freaking do that bouldering crap in real life.
Oh, like the free climb.
Yeah, no, yeah, because like you had to find grips in the rock and like climb up it, and like the other side, if you like overdid it, you would just fall off and fall down the mountain. It's like, oh my god. Dang. I was so scared, but we did it, and then I sat at the top full 360 view, and it was freaking awesome.
Did you take a fire flick?
Let's see.
Or is it more of a memory?
Or did you live in the moment type
shish? Yeah, you know? More in the moment, really. But I do have here. I'll try and show this.
Viewers at home, we're looking at the view.
Wow. Ooh. Wow. Rainbow. Where is he, Rainbow?
The edge of the world, dude.
That's beautiful.
Rainbow. Wow.
That's 5 minutes away from your house?
Yeah. Wow. Rainbow. Yeah, Rainbolt, that's my backyard.
Rainbolt, let me know.
Rainbolt,
find this.
But it was just crazy because it really put it into perspective. It's like, damn, your body just like stops you from doing things that scare you, you know? Because like, yeah. My friend that I was with, he like was just able to. He had experience in like climbing and bouldering and whatnot, so he was just like fine. But like, I was like overthinking every little step, and it's like, dude, it's just crazy.
Dude, calm crazy. Down.
Hiking, yeah, hiking's magical. Cool. You find the right mountain.
Yeah, like it was a long hike up, but once you got to the top, I was like, oh,
the fruits of my labor. Yeah, exactly. Wow. You take a trillion panoramics.
I need to bitch about something.
I could bring you. Bitch. I have there's a place up in New York I used to hike all the time. I know the mountain up and down. I know everything about the mountain.
Let's go hiking.
Let's go camping.
Let's go camping. Again, let's go camping.
We
again.
Went camping again. Yeah, so we don't post on the channel for a year, and we come back.
Camping part two, right again. After
camping, yeah. Right after
surviving another 24 hours in the wilderness.
We can pretend that we were like lost, like this entire time. That's where we were.
I still can't believe I was able to DoorDash all the way out there. That boggles my stupid, dumb little mind.
The fact that you even did that was just like an insultive. It was insulting. How dare you?
It was pretty funny. I'm not gonna lie.
It was funny until you.
There was
ate
a
all
whole
pizza.
Segment. There's a whole segment where...
I'm not laughing.
There's a whole segment where, like, I was talking to the DoorDasher, and it was just, like, left out of the footage.
What were you saying to him?
I was like... Because, like, Grant was sitting in the car, and I was sitting on a bench waiting the entire time. I was talking to myself in the lav, and then the DoorDasher comes up, and I'm, like, talking to the DoorDasher, and there was, like, almost a car accident that happened, and they were in, like, a giant RV. It was, like, a really weird situation, but none of that made it into the footage.
Oh!
So can I bitch? Can I bitch about something?
Yeah.
What?
Okay, this is my official stance on Pokemon, and this is the only thing I'll say. I hope to God, PSA, I hope that you crash and burn.
Oh my god.
I genuinely
oh my god.
Hope.
Are like, you
I hate Ethereum. That's one thing I hate. I hate Ethereum.
You're so mad. You're so mad.
And I hate PSA.
You're so mad.
Okay, look. I sent this card in for grading, right? Mm. And I was like, okay, this is what I did. I decided, hey, I'm gonna send this in. I would like to get a 10. If it's not a 10, send it back to me. That's what I requested. And it wasn't a 10, okay, because they, for some reason, that white schmeck at the very bottom right there got larger.
I can't even see, bro.
It's right there.
Yeah, it's right there. Right.
Yeah, well, that wasn't there when I fucking sent it in.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Fine. That's fine. That's fine. I saw that it was kind of like, with these vintage cards, they kind of like peel, I guess, over time. But you know what wasn't fucking there? That white fucking spot right up there.
Oh, it says Pokemon.
It does say Pokemon.
You see that?
Yeah, I see it.
Yeah, I see the big ball.
You see that? Shut the fuck up.
There's a lot of white, dude. Actually, Will.
Yeah, well, you're
look at the corner.
Just, what were you thinking
that'd be
sending
like
that
seven.
In?
Tanner, you see that top corner? I'm just going to talk to Tanner at this point.
Is that a three?
Yeah, I see that. That would be like terrible.
Dude, and
I think they
not only
it out
that,
and just dropped it.
They returned the card not even in a sleeve. It's just in this. It's just in this. It's not
don't
even
give
like
a fuck, man.
You should see
Nick,
them.
If you actually try and grade that, I think they give you a five now.
Dude.
Oh my lord.
So I had to open up a fucking terrible. Report
can
because they
me,
damaged my card. Go ahead.
Tell me about that. Show me the card again. Let me see.
Show me the cardigan.
Cardigan, yeah. Nice.
Oh, man.
It's pretty pretty. Oh, and it's a hollow, too. Yeah, you got boned.
How much is PSA 10?
$7,000.
Screw you, Soft Willy.
Oh, man. How much is like an 8?
Like 900, 700, 800.
Okay, that's
You said an 8 or a 9?
A bowl. Huh?
You said an 8 or a 9?
I mean, 8 or 9, 7, same thing. It's just not,
nine
not
is
PSA
like,
10.
9 is like 9 or 800, and then it just falls.
What is 10? Oh, God.
10 is like 7,000, 8 grand.
Fuck you mean.
Hey, shout out. That's from the Crispy video.
Fuck you mean.
How do you fucking, you destroy my card?
I said it like 4 times.
I don't know, man.
Fucking
this
assholes.
Is what, the second podcast you've been mad at PSA?
Bro, I actually hope that they crash and burn. I genuinely do not give a fuck.
Wow.
Fuck you, PSA, if you're listening. Wow. Again.
Anger, danger,
nah,
danger,
man,
danger.
Because like, okay.
Nah, man. Listen,
you get a card that you're statistically not supposed to really like the odds are always going to be against you. And then the odds of the card being worthy of being a grade is like an even worse odds. And then you send it in for grading all for some fucking loser chud to be like, 7. And then just fucking fingers his ass and sends it back home to you. It's like the dumbest shit ever. Then,
why do you
yeah,
do it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Why do you do it?
Because... I don't know.
He's a gambler at heart.
I think because I got this in a 10, like this beautiful one, and I was like, okay, well, that's a 10. And I'm going to try with everything else I get. I don't know. Fucking I don't care. Anyway, I'm done bitching.
Oh, really?
Sounds like gambling
to
me.
A card.
It's gambling all the way through.
You gamble?
It really is. Now I'm thinking about it. It really is.
You're gambling for the good card, and you're gambling on a good grade.
Can't stop.
Yeah.
Can't stop.
Can't stop, won't stop,
won't
stop.
Stop. Can't stop,
hey.
Won't stop.
Hey. So, T, do you have anything you wanted to talk about? I'm thinking of one thing, but I don't know if you were going to talk about it.
What was I going to talk about?
It was like a revelation that you found about yourself.
Revelation?
Ooh, you're the testicle?
Revelation.
Testicle?
Book of Revelation? Like you discovered something about yourself. Remember? Like recently? Where it's like you don't have to take something.
Think about it. Like, look within yourself. Dude, I'm watching this video and this is what my head looks like.
Yeah,
right?
Like,
think about yourself.
It was
at home.
Like the medicine.
What are you talking about?
That's
Adderall?
It?
Can we talk about Adderall?
Oh, I don't know. I just thought like maybe like you were like really hyped about it. I thought you wanted to talk
about it. Dude, you know what happened? I had one Adderall and I took it for the first time ever. And I was like, this is the happiest day of my life. I would never want this feeling to go away. And then as soon as I didn't have an Adderall, it went away. And I lost all the joy in my world.
That's kind of scary.
It was like me walking the stair to heaven, and then the stairs like start turning into escalators, and it goes down to hell. Like,
You know those Roblox hobbies where you're walking on the stairs and they disappear? This time it was going faster than you were, and it kept on speeding up. And it just disappeared.
This video is insane.
I'm sorry. Viewers at home, if you
that's
like
what it was
inertia.
Like on Adderall for
Can
me.
Can you
I was like,
skip this one? Holy
yeah,
shit.
My bad, guys. I'm just a shoot.
Ah! Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Okay.
Is that the
hold on. Okay. I'm sorry, guys.
No, what's that? Why is that in
even,
there?
I don't even know, man. That was my bad.
Oh my God.
Well, damn.
See, you got a whiff of Adderall.
Adderall's one hell of a drug.
Yeah, because I gotta call the doctor today because my ADHD is a hindrance right now. And it's
you got the bad
really
kind
terrible.
Of ADHD.
I have the worst kind you could possibly think of.
You got the ad-head?
Mm-hmm. I have like I spiral. I have like ADHD burnout right now, so I just sleep all day, and then I just don't want to do anything.
Damn it,
so,
dude!
But when I took Adderall,
what does your
dude,
brain do? What happens to your brain? Like what?
pretty much. Like every time I think of something to do, it's like, no, don't do that. You're shitty at whatever you do.
Damn it!
It's like, and then it's
like a demon.
Oh, never mind. You can do it. And then it's like, nope. Sorry. Go to your bed and sleep. And then it's like, wait, you can go to the gym. I was like, no, you have to drive there first. And then I'm like, oh yeah.
Oh man.
It's like, it's just nonstop like movement in the brain, bro. Like for me, for example, it was like, I would want to do something, but then something else appeared like to just be way better for me to do. And so I do that even though I knew I had to do something else. And
that's
so like
exactly
internally
it.
I'm screaming at myself,
that's
like
exactly
you have to
it.
Do something.
Exactly.
And it was like avoidant. It was like something more awesome. It seems so fun that I don't
even
have to be doing
not
right
even
now.
The awesome stuff. Like I remember, cause I've been prescribed, Adderall XR for a minute and I have taken it when I need to like clutch up and work. When I was off the medication, I was, oh my God, I found myself like on autopilot, just editing, just cutting. Like I wasn't even paying attention to what I was doing. And then something random would pop into my mind. Like I'd look over to my left and I'd see maybe like some laundry. And I'd go over there and I'd start folding this laundry. And I'm sitting there like, what the fuck am I doing? Like I'm supposed to be sitting in my chair. I'm supposed to be doing one thing, but there's everything else that I want to do that doesn't require what I need to do. And there is also just a plethora of voices in my head. Oh my God.
Interesting.
Is what Tanner was saying. Yeah. Right then. Like, don't do that. You're shitty at it. That's real too. That's like,
does one of them sound like me? Does one of those voices sound like me in your head?
Here, let me try to.
I have voices in my head, right, and they sound like Grunk, and they sound like Larry.
Really?
Uh-huh. Those are the two. Those are the two voices.
No, Tanner.
Mine sounds like Rich.
You don't have any gas, remember?
No, dude. Let me tell you something. So the day before, I didn't take an Adderall. You know what I did? I slept all day, and I didn't do anything. The day I took an Adderall, I got up. I went and put gas in my car. I worked out. I went to the store. I came back. I wrote 30 stream ideas I could do in a whole month, and then I like. I freaking cleaned the entire kitchen. I cleaned the entire living room. I took garbage out.
I put streams in my head. And I said, good stuff.
I imagined every stream. Yeah.
That was on Adderall?
Thanks, Chad.
That was on one day of Adderall. And you know what? Music sounded even like a lot better too on Adderall. That's the real thing. I was like, I was like almost crying at that point.
Instead of like, came, wouldn't like, it be nice? You were hearing like, Tanner, you're so great and wonderful. That's boy.
That was my theme song. I was like, I was like driving like this.
Tanner sent me a song. He was like,
oh yeah,
this is what my brain,
what was it?
Like, this is what is it, what my brain feels like on Adderall. And he sent me, let me find it real quick.
Oh yeah,
somewhere only we know.
If you know, you know. That song
let me find
like
a part of it. Hold on.
I sent Tanner, I said, your brain before Adderall, and it was TV off.
Just didn't make any sense. I'm gonna play for a very, very small amount of time. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead, dude.
Yeah. I was driving to the gym to that song. And I was like waving everybody. I was letting people go in front of me. I was like,
instead of flipping people off, you're giving them thumbs up and hearts.
Yeah. I'm like,
come on.
Right, Adderall is your pyro goggles.
Oh my god.
What?
Whoosh!
Airball.
Holy freaking airball.
That was not an airball, actually. That was a fucking net. That was
what is that?
Amazing. That was a great, great, great call.
Tell me about
great
it.
Great callback. So Team Fortress 2 has these trailers where they talk about like characters like introducing the heavy, introducing the pyro. And pyro had his whole or she her I don't remember if there's a gender for it or not, but the whole lore is basically that they're just like outside. They look like a maniac burning people and like killing people and like cutting people up with an axe.
Like, it's horrible.
It's like disgustingly horrible. But then they go into like its goggles and they see from POV. Its perspective. And it's like all rainbows.
It's all rainbows and it's
like all unicorns and like all these things. It's such a good animation. If you have time, watch the Team Fortress animations. They're so fucking good. Mm-hmm. Way ahead of its time. Like frontal lobe engaged ahead of its time.
Frontal lobe engaged.
It's crazy. Right. But goodness me, man.
Yeah, man.
That thing of shoot, what was it that you were saying? Something that clicked with me. Oh, Isaac, we were saying with the laundry, with like seeing the laundry and then being like, I have to go do that and do all these things. So like I battled for a long time with like so many things that were not like I have a horrible sickness of having things being scheduled like on the, you know, like I got timers
right up
like
to,
kind of on the minute. Like I'm pretty lenient on like if I miss it by a little bit, it's like whatever, it doesn't really matter. But like let's say for laundry, for example, a lot of the times I would just, and it's, I know it's nothing bad like to do laundry when you see it fill up and it's like, all right, well let me do laundry now.
Yeah.
But I always wanted, and again it's a schedule thing, where it's like I always want it to be like Sunday laundry, cleaning, da da da, no work, just cleaning, you know, like taking care of what I need to take care of, maybe organize my like what was my spending of today, and then categorize everything, because I have a really, really thing. I have a big thing. I have a relationship with organizing and making folders and things, and now that I'm like doing it, it feels amazing to like be like, okay,
with your schedule.
I'm okay to do this stuff because I know that this day is dedicated to doing that and I can do that. And it feels great. It feels really
good. I mean, isn't, I don't want to like just like become a fucking psychiatrist, but that sounds a lot like almost like OCD.
Like it might be, but I am not, it's not like really fucking me up.
Yeah, it's not like if you don't get to those things, it's the end of the world.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, then yeah.
This is one of those things where I'm like, man, I really like, it would be, life would be a little bit easier. Like it's always those things. Like I have those things where it's like, it would be just a bit easier if I did this and created a habit of that. So this year has been a habit training arc. This is like Hunter Hunter at the start when they're running through the shit and they're doing all the fucking like, you know, training crap and all the, you know, all that stuff. For me, this is like, again, because of the workload that I got going on, it's like I have to master the, like I have to train the, like my brain and myself to develop these like, you know, habits and, and good habits at that, like not just, you know, so another thing that helps out a lot too, and it's like really small, is the night before I go to bed, I set up my gym clothes and I set up the clothes that I switch before or after the gym, just because it's like already there and I just got to swap it. And then that's that. And then
I feel like this is such a curveball to this entire conversation and the vibe. But right as you were saying, like, you know, I just want to blah, 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 blah. I was thinking about Joe Rogan just being here with us and being like, yeah, me personally,
he's like always hunched up. He's always like,
yeah, man. Yeah. You know, I've struggled my entire life with this. And, you know, something I do take would be
alpha brain. There.
And I'm chewing NeuroGum right now. TikTok I'm actually ads. Chewing on it.
Oh my God.
In the minute. Yeah.
Oh my God.
People don't understand. I think Joe Rogan, the first time he ever promoted Alpha Brain, that was a paid thing. That was an ad. But now everyone's like, oh yeah, well, fucking Joe Rogan takes in. Look at him. He's Joe MF Rogan, bro. Come on, let's take Alpha Brain.
Come on.
It's just it's really funny. He takes every minute to like plug.
Speaking of Joe Rogan, it reminded me of my episode where I was talking so much shit about The Rock. But did you guys see The Rock?
He's skinny as hell.
Oh, good.
Really?
Was that a segue?
Good.
That was my segue to talk about the fact that it's proof that he was on steroids.
Tell me about that. Tell me about the segue.
He's been a denier. The segue is that I thought about Joe Rogan and how he was super muscly. And I was thinking about other muscly men. And I was like, oh, well,
The Rock. And then there was that interview with The Rock that you
And there was that interview with The Rock where I was talking a lot of crap about that. And then I was also, I was talking about how he was on steroids, but he was always denying it. And now there's these like recent pictures of him where he's like looking really small and like thinner than what he used to be. Dude, it's like, I don't know if you guys have seen those, but he had a recent movie debut. Yeah. Dude, this guy is like, I can't believe that he's still, I don't even know. Maybe he did admit it, but he just reminds me of the Liver King where like, he was like, you know, I'm natural. Yeah. He's like so small now. You don't just do that naturally, bro.
Okay. Got skinny for a role in his own movie.
He has a boxing role. He looks way different.
Oh, well, yeah. He looks different,
but, you know, something I was like really cute to see was, afterwards there was, I think it premiered the movie in front of like all of his peers and everything. And there was a standing ovation for like 5 minutes and moved him to tears, which is really cute because I think a lot of the hard work that he was putting into that was changing his body an immense amount of different like ways, especially physically. He lost so many pounds.
He's
of
the
muscle.
Pebble now. He's the pebble.
The pebble.
Yeah, he's not the rock no more.
The rubble.
It's the gravel.
No, the rubble is like when, knock on wood.
Hello?
When he I don't even want to say it, man. Never mind.
Gosh. Okay. All guys, right. I have to say I have so much work to do.
Yep. I think it's about
all
time.
Good, buddy.
I'm gonna call it.
It's about
it's
time.
It's all good. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, thank
ladies
you
and gentlemen,
for listening to the
Ladies and Lean Doers
Chat Podcast.
I'm going to shave.
Make sure to use code GROUP for 10% off when you buy anything like the Double Cup or like the Lean or like the, look at that, the energy drinks right there.
Oh my God.
The Good, the Goof, the, guacamole,
Neurogum, the alpha brain.
Don't forget Neurogum, alpha brain. Take alpha it every brain, morning.
And Neurogum.
Look at me. I'm Larry.
This episode is sponsored by Adderall. Thank you guys so much.
Wait, what was I wish, dude. We get so much. Oh.
There was an ad that you guys wanted to do. It was like a fake. This is a stupid one. I forget what it was called. It's not even worth remembering. But
we'll do it next episode if we remember.
Yeah, we'll do it next. It was really
Thank
funny.
You guys for joining us. We're wrapping it up. Let's bro fist this ish out. We'll see you next week. Maha. Maha.